Hello?
Hi, it's not Jenny.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Francesca calling from INS
Oh.
to
Oh yeah.
Scottish Redress.
Yes, I know now.
Okay,
Thank
thank
you,
you.
thank you.
It's
So, what do I do?
this is Jenny speaking, sorry.
Yeah, is it 'cause I've got a deep voice you think I'm a man?
Sorry, it's coming through quite all crackly. So, would you want to repeat that?
I said, is it because I have a deep voice you're making the assumption I'm a male?
No, sorry, it was coming through all crackly. Sorry.
No, I am Jennifer. You are
Okay.
speaking to Jennifer. We have messaged each other through WhatsApp.
Yeah,
I've also
perfect.
had a WhatsApp from your colleague. So unless there's somebody out there cloning me, then I could be anybody. I don't know. What do you want me to do for security?
No, that's okay. That's fine. That's perfect. So I just need to take some details off you, okay, just so we can start the application. Is that okay?
Yeah, Francesca, can I explain something to you first?
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, it's the Scotland Redress. Now,
Yeah.
how's best to put this? How many, or do you know of, because what social services classed mine as was an informal fostering arrangement, right?
Yeah.
Now, informal is like kinship back in the 1970s.
Yeah.
And there was a record of me being in a children's home, however. They destroyed the file. After they gave me a copy of my first file, they had destroyed the unredacted copy.
Okay.
So my concern is they have said that's gone as well, but here's the deal, Jessica. I have actually found the file from 1976. However, I'm in the process of doing a complaint to the Chief of Police, Chief of Social Services, in Scotland, because the file they said they lost, I have found.
Okay. So regarding this, so is it a complaint made based on the file, just in,
No,
or is it
Sheena.
about everything that happened also?
It would be clear to make an assumption once you hear the story I have of how
Yeah.
my life worked out. It would be clear to make an assumption from that or derive at least a factual thought that at some point there was interactions with the children's home, because my brother was also put in a child's home. So I
Yeah.
know with social work input, because I was indirectly trafficked, because £900 to £1,000 exchanged hands,
Oh.
and I used to get passed through the hedges when social services were coming. I mean, you're talking 1970. Do you come from Glasgow, Francesca?
No, I'm Welsh myself.
Oh, you're a Welsh lass.
Yeah.
Well, you'll remember some of the horror stories for some of these places in the valleys where they still take all the woman's teeth in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll understand that kind of
Yeah.
low backdrop, and that's not to be rude to the Welsh. I lived in Wales for a couple of
No,
years. It's not to be rude. It's just
that's okay.
there's Welsh, and then there's bloody true Welsh where they just go out and roll up their shirts, and that's it. Let's go. You know.
No, I get that.
So,
So you said so it was like an informal fostering arrangement. So,
right,
did you
so,
have communication with like a social worker?
right, here's the deal. Social work, so, right, I'm born in 1971. Social works in Scotland evolved in 1968 from the probation services. So, all the
Yeah.
social workers went to one bed one night being a probation officer and woke up the next morning being a social worker.
Yeah.
1970s police, as everyone knows, was as corrupt can be, backhanded, etc., eyes turned
Yeah.
blind, right? So, and that's including the children's homes for sites. Oh, I can't remember how to pronounce that one now. Anyway, so when I'm removed, in inverted commas, from the house, the allegation is my mum can't cope, right? My father was 25, she's 18, he's got MS, he's in a wheelchair, and my brother's 11 months older than me. So she says to social services, I can't cope. So they come in and remove me and leave my brother. Why wouldn't you take both children?
They left your brother there.
They left my brother there and removed me.
So
and
it
at
was...
that point, I'm trafficked. It's between October and December 1972. I am then trafficked either via, now my birth family, my mother's side, my grandfather, if I gave you his name and you Googled it, Francesca, he was a millionaire. He was a well-made man. My birth family, father's side, they were kind of Welsh, poor Irish immigrants, as it were, staunch. They were the relatives of Jesus as far as they were concerned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, in one side of the family with the Catholics, you've got them giving away children, and at the other side of the family, you've got them having sex with all the children.
Yeah.
So between October and December 1972, I was removed from the house. So I would have no doubt that night went to some form of children's home. Because what are they doing with me? Where am I going? Right? My aunt's in Canada, my uncle's in Singapore, and my other uncle is under the age of 15. So what can they do with me? There has got to be at some point, by common sense, that I spent either a night, a week, or a year in a children's home.
Yeah.
Because when I am classed as an undocumented child, Francesca.
Yeah.
Because when I eventually ended up, so long and short, here's how it goes. Social worker goes to the neighbour who already has 14 kids. She says, I'd look after her, but I can't. I've got 14 kids. But here, my brother's just got married to a lassie. She's no long after losing a baby. Let's miss it, the bit of domestic violence. That's how she lost the baby. They'll have her. They'll take her. So the social worker brings her into my stepmother now. If you can't ever cope with that child or you do not want that child, you contact me immediately. She does not go back to that woman. Now, I know, and I've tried to ask local newspapers in Scotland to put a letter in for me, I know I am not the only informal fostering arrangement. That would have came later, Francesca.
Yeah.
People would have been still working after the old kinship. These informal fostering arrangements should have came in the 80s and 90s, but it was done informally, but it was like the neighbour would look after the kid.
Yeah.
But no, in the 1970s. So the chap, the social worker in charge of it, his name was Alec Essen. And I challenge a solicitor, if you're curious, ask the question, how many children in the west of Scotland, in particular Glasgow, Annieslund and Partick and Drumchapel, were subjected to an informal fostering arrangement by Alex Essence overseeing it? I am not the only one.
Okay. Did you know how to spell his surname by any chance?
Essen. All I would say is E-S-S-E-N.
Alex, was it?
Alex, yeah. And here's what's interesting. He had a student with him, never identified. My social worker when I was 15 was trained by Alex Essen. So is there a chance that's the social worker that was with him at the time?
Yeah. So he was running like a separate thing, doing it informal.
Yeah, I believe Ali Essen was overseeing it for backhanders and police didn't come out involved because probation officers and the police, they were friends. They went to the same old boys club, the Labour club, the Conservative club, the working men's club.
Yeah.
You know, and it's trying to keep your head in that mindset of the 1970s and what it was like in terms of, for my environment. I mean, my stepfather took out my teeth. My stepfather took out four of my teeth with pliers and string.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to report him at 15, When the copper was writing the statement, Francesca, he said to me, "How much longer?" And I stopped talking.
Yeah.
And I went back in 2012 and done a further disclosure. And I went back in 2024 and done a further. Because here's the thing. The people they gave me to, who they didn't investigate, who they didn't do the four annual checks to, get a registered a paediatrician within a month. The people they gave me to, he was a paedophile. I was raped by 30-plus adults from birth to 15, because before I actually left my birth family, my grandfather had already been molesting me. So had my mother and potentially my brother. Because my brother was a paedophile who raped me and molested me when I was 14, 15. My mother raped me the month after I gave my first statement, because social services says we can't find the files to 1976. But I found them. And right now, as I say, I am so terrified, because I've already been to the Office of Information Commissioner to hold social services responsible, because they're trying to tell me the file has been destroyed. I have two identical copies of when you do your request for information. Yeah. I have a file from the 90s and I have a file from the noughties, and they have been told by a forensic, I don't know what they call people, what they're writing, it's been done separately. It isn't an original copy of that copy. So in which words are lying, they still have the original copy. And if I give them the information, can I see that file from 1976? Because in that file, Alex, there should be a police documentation that Jim, my stepfather, was removed from the house because almost immediately he started molesting me.
Yeah.
Where's all that gone? And because they couldn't find that file, they sent me home with my birth mother, who then, as I say, raped me the month later. Had they found that file, would they have sent me home with my birth mother? No.
So
this is why I'm saying it's really difficult, I feel, for me to break it down for you, Francesca, easily. I've been sitting thinking about the easiest way to break this down. I believe I have been in a children's home. I believe the evidence is potentially in the 1976 file, which I am happy to share with you, because I am aware, as an organisation, you can put a court order out to hold the files. You will therefore be allowed to look at them, take notes, but can't remove them and can't take photographs.
Yeah, When we send over the contract, we'll ask for you to sign a letter of authority, and then that gives us permission then to access everything on your behalf.
Yeah. Because I'd rather the first person who sets eyes on that file was yourselves. However, sadly, it will be social services, and there will be some information removed, because they know they've done wrong.
Yeah.
They trafficked me for £900 in a fucking paedophile ring.
Yeah.
So I do believe, in between times, from 1972, October, November 72, up until at least 1974-5, because I do have memories of that kind of children's home kind of idea, of solid doors and shit. However, because by the time I was, seven,
Sorry, Jenny, the call seems to be breaking up slightly.
Sorry, is that better?
Sorry, thank you.
Yeah, sorry. So, by the time I was seven, Francesca, my stepfather was already having threesomes with me and his mistress. I'd already been raped by him and my step-grandfather, step-uncle, step-cousins, animals. My stepfather had a penchant for using animals.
Yeah.
So by that age, I'm fucking lucky I remember my name, to be fair.
So it was your stepfather and then all of his family?
Yeah, some of his family. Who, can I tell you, would have been known to probation, would have been known to probation services, because most of them were criminals.
That's great. And what was their name, the surname that they'd be known by, or any of the names that you were?
Right, so James Campbell Thompson.
Thompson, yeah. Hello?
Eileen Thompson. So that was husband and wife.
So James and Eileen.
Were to become my foster parents.
So who were they in relation to you? So you said that you were
Were nothing. They were no relation
nothing,
to me. Nothing.
just foster parents.
They were not assessed as foster parents. I got to them because it was their sister, who was my birth mother's neighbour, who
Yeah.
suggested, "Here you go." And her name was Sadie Dunn, with a double N.
Really
Sadie,
done.
Sadie, Sadie Dunn, Dunn.
So she was your birth mum's neighbour
Yes.
that recommended you go
Her
to
brother.
James and Eileen, her brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because was it Eileen that had recently miscarried?
Yeah. In the July.
Okay.
Here's the deal, Francesca. When social services got there and decided, "Oh my God, this woman can't cope. She's got a young child, a boy, and there's a little girl, 18 months old, and there's a husband who's a cripple. Oh, and she's also pregnant. So let's just remove one child. Why remove one child and not fucking all of us? If she couldn't cope, why are you walking away with one child?"
So they left. So did you say you had a brother and a younger sibling, 18 months, and she was pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
My brother was born in April 1970. I was born in March 1971. My sister was born in August 1973. So, by time, as I say, October to December 72, my mother was pregnant with my little sister, who was born in
Yeah.
73.
Okay. So in regards to you, I know you obviously around the case of it and stuff, that you think you're in a children's home and all that kind of stuff. So with these, we also work. So if you were treated wrongly by social services, not
Yeah.
just in any care settings, so because obviously it was social services that all of this happened to you because of them, because they abandoned you,
Can I say
we'll
something then,
still.
Francesca? Would it be
Yeah, of
easy?
course.
Would it be easy if I didn't mean to jump in there? But
No, that's okay.
I've oh shit, my meds.
You okay?
What day is it? Today, Tuesday. What I've got a letter of complaint for social services, which outlines every date and everything that's ever happened with them. Right.
Yeah.
So I believe. The best thing I could do, Francesca, would be to email that letter to you, because what that does in 4 pages is gives you all the ins and outs and the times they've been in my life and what I've had to
Yeah.
do and how far up. I think if you've got a hold of that bio almost,
Yeah.
that's going to give you a firm picture of
Yeah.
what's happened. And then what I can also do, if you are able to, and now, as I say, I know where that archived file is. Now, I don't know if the lady at the library contacted the social services and went, "Oi, by the way, fucking trouble, hide it." I don't know, I
Yeah.
just don't trust anybody, okay? I suffer from
No, that's fully understandable.
CPTSD. Yeah, I have CPTSD. I trust
Yeah.
very, 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 very few people, Francesca.
Yeah, no, I completely
So
understand that.
I apologize to you, because it's not your punishment. So
No,
please,
that's okay.
if I sound rude or anything, just tell me to shut the fuck up.
That's
Oh
okay.
no, seriously, Francesca, Jenny, shut up. Shut this on your
That's
You know, kind of thing.
okay.
So,
That's okay. I fully understand. Don't worry about that.
Thank you, darling. So no, I believe that there will be a record somewhere. Now, even if it was so, whenever, so look, you don't just take a kid from a mother
No, and
and
only the
hand it
one.
to the other. It's got to at some point hit a home, right? Or
Yeah.
foster care. It's got to, right? It's
Yeah.
got to. But bear in mind, there's no birth connection whatsoever. And in the 1970s, although there used to be signs in the windows, believe it or not, ask your grandparents, baby for sale, like shillings. Kids selling, notices in the window, Francesca, in
Yeah.
Glasgow as well, selling their babies, 5 shillings, 6 shillings, can't afford to feed it, right?
So
But
would you
then
say that you were taken, but your brother
my brother
and
was
your younger
left.
was left?
And my
Who
young sister wouldn't have been
stayed?
born at that
You?
point. My young sister wasn't born at that point, Francesca.
No,
My
so she
mum
was
would have,
in ninth. She's
she was,
pregnant, wasn't she?
yeah, my mum would have been pregnant with her, Francesca. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was born in August 73, wasn't she, the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she left the brother, and obviously your mum was pregnant and only took you. So obviously, would you say it was targeted for any reason? Do you say it's because you were a female
Yeah,
or?
I believe it's
Yeah.
because there was huge paedophile rings in Glasgow in the
Yeah.
70s, as there is now. See all this bullshit, it's new. Oh, Rochdale, oh, Telford, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'd be hard pressed to find a city it didn't happen in, Francesca.
Yeah,
You
no.
know, but they seem to think, I mean, Wales, Newport, Jesus, motherfucking wet.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, the shit of the earth. I lived in Cardiff for a bit at Whitchurch, just,
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was the good streets at Whitchurch, it was in Dunbuy, you know, I mean, Roath was in that, was all right, but Christ almighty, man,
Bad,
you know,
wasn't it?
it's everywhere, it's in every street. People are, look, people are a commodity. If you get one
Yeah.
girl and you pay £3,000 for her, and you've already made your £3,000 in the first 20 days, okay?
Yeah.
You've already, if not more, you know. So it's a
Yeah.
good return. The trafficking, and for me, that connection to it's the whole turnover. I've worked for organisations when they go to bed one night being one thing, but the next day cause a change of a law or something else. Like, for example, why you've now got IDVAs now and ISVAs now, people who directly work with domestic violence and sexual violence, and it's all
Yeah.
broken down into little components now. But you can't do that. And as far as I'm concerned, if there's no one that, if they remove it for that 1976 file. I know the corruption in Glasgow. I knew coppers that were selling his guns when we ran in
Yeah.
gangs.
Yeah,
I
no,
mean,
there's a lot of clients we've had where we've tried to identify files and they've all been deleted, they've all been erased, there's many that have all just disappeared.
yep.
Yeah.
So I
So
do believe if your company were able to put a court order on that file
yeah.
to see it. I
Yeah.
don't know what that file. I've got an idea of what it should contain.
So, regarding this file and stuff, so I need to go through just a few questions with you to get some just deep basic details off
Yeah.
you and stuff. But just quickly, so what council would the social services have been under?
Right, in Glasgow, and it was
Glasgow.
called. Because it started changing its names, you know, each city tried to reinvent themselves. I think it was called City of Glasgow, then Strathclyde Regional Council, then, and they just kept changing the name as
Yeah.
the boroughs changed, but it would have been Glasgow,
Glasgow.
Francesca, at the
Okay.
start.
Thank you.
It would have been, I'll give you the list of the social services: Drumchapel, Drumchapel, all one word, Drumchapel.
Perfect. Thank you.
Annie's Land, Annie's Land, all one word, Annie's Land.
Yeah.
And the next one would have been potentially Partick, which is Partick, Partick.
Partage. So these are all the areas that you were under.
So just because I was based in a G14 postcode, so Annie's Land is like a G13, whereas Partick's a G12, I think it was. So I think it
Okay.
just depended who had the space or whatever. It's from my younger years. It'd have been centred around Drumchapel. Would have been birth from the birth years. In Essen, somebody told me he was based at Annie's Land. However, other people have told me no, it was Drumchapel.
Yeah.
Because
it
would
most likely be Drumchapel then, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which in 1986, Francesca, when Strathclyde Police, when they took my statement, they said, there's something no right here. Put a search out for this 1976 file. And social workers came back saying, we can only find it. However, 30 odd years later, because I
found it, yeah.
I find it.
Yeah, you're lying about
it, weren't you? Had they found it, I wouldn't have been raped again by my birth mother the following month. Which I've got the crime reference number for. I've got a crime reference number for all 30 of them. You know?
Regarding that, so anything that you have, if you can send anything you have over to us, and then we'll contact the different councils and the different institutions and things like that and request the data on your behalf. And then we'll see then, obviously we can build up and get your case fully sorted.
So what's your thoughts, Francesca, apart from the fact it's a bullshit fucking mess?
Absolute mess, isn't it? I do apologise, honestly. So I'd definitely like to send your application over, and then we can see then what we can gather for you, because it was done by social services themselves, it should qualify, but obviously I'll have to confirm, get my colleagues to look through all the details and we'll get something sorted, and then I'll just can give you a call back then and see then what we can do. So I've written all of that down now, so I just need to take some details and then cover all the basics, speak about like what we can do for you and everything like that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So I've got Jenny Sensen down as your full name.
Let me give you my full name. So my full name is Jennifer. Marianne. All the one word. Marianne.
Sorry, it's breaking up a bit again.
So Marianne, Marianne,
Sensland. Sorry, I lost you again.
Sorry, French. Yes, it's Thompson with a P. Thompson.
So you're known as Jennifer Thompson, is it?
Now, here's the thing, I didn't even understand how they didn't get my step parents didn't get my family allowance until 1977-78. How was my birth mother still able to pick up my family allowance even though I wasn't with her?
Yeah.
I did contact Child Benefits to see if they kept their details on their own Cine Reels because it was government information.
Yeah.
To see if they had a receipt of that benefit, and they said they couldn't tell me. They have no information. Trust me, I even went up to Lord Marnock, 1993, Brown versus Lord Marnock, Stensland versus Lord Marnock. Is a challenge because it's my case, Stensland versus the CICB that set the tariff at £10,000 as a starting point for a sexual abuse victim. I'm the test case.
I need to talk to my boss about it. So if you have any other, if you've filed any other reports or complaints or anything like that regarding what happened to you, there might be some issues submitted in this. So do you have like a record of everything that you've done, like if anything's been taken to court or anything you have on file like that, if you'd be able to send them over just so
I think I might have a copy in amongst my paperwork of my case when I went before Lord Marnock.
So if you have like any copies or paperwork or anything where you've gone to say court or anything like that, if you could send those over, that'd also be great. So are there any currently ongoing investigations?
No, all cases are closed now.
They're all closed, okay. So that should be okay then.
Yeah.
Okay. So regarding your name, so it's Jennifer Mariana Stenson, and then you were known as Jennifer Thompson.
Yeah.
So, and your date of birth?
26th of March,
1971. And your current address?
So it's 12A, A for Apple.
Yeah.
Ditton, D-I-T-T-O-N.
Yeah.
Separate word, Mill, M-I-L-L.
Yeah.
Separate word, Park, P-A-R-T. 12A, Ditton Mill Park.
Ditton Mill Park. And your postcode?
D for Delta, Y for Yankee, 1-4.
Yeah.
0, D for Delta, J for Jaguar.
Perfect, thank you. And did you know your address prior to being, obviously replaced with the foster family?
Oh, yeah, I know all those addresses. Oh, Christ, yeah. How many do you want? I think the one I may have been removed from was 66, Fullwood, all one word, Fullwood, Fullwood Avenue, and that was Knightswood, all the one word.
Knightswood. What was the word before Avenue, sorry? Got 66 Fullwood.
Fullwood Avenue.
66 Fullwood Avenue, Knightswood.
Knightswood. That was one of the addresses.
Is this the one where you were with your birth mother? Or is this one of the foster ones? Or are you not sure?
This is where my birth mother lived. However, there is some debate whether she was, what's that word, when you lodge illegally?
Yeah.
What's that? When you become an illegal, because it was different in the 70s. So everybody thought, because my dad had the wheelchair, the house is for him. However, my grandma said, no, I can't remember the words. So they ended up living there illegally. However, there are addresses from Drumchapel, Clone Avenue, C-L-O-N-E Avenue. I can't remember the number, Francesca, but Clone Avenue, that's Drumchapel. I'm trying to remember the other one. Was it 97 Ackermore Road? So Ackermore, all one word, A-C-H-A-M-O-R-E, Ackermore Avenue.
Ackermore Avenue. So the Clone Avenue and the Ackermore Avenue, are these ones that your mum was in possibly the illegally?
No, the Fullwood Avenue one allegedly was the one they were claiming she was in illegally. I can't remember the fucking word for that when you're illegally lodged.
I know what you mean as well. I can't remember the word, but I know what you mean.
You know, the word just leaves you.
I know. Yeah, it's in my head somewhere. I can't think of it either, but I know what you're trying to say, I think.
Oh, I'm so glad that you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm the same. And then we've got the Clone Avenue.
Yeah.
And was that one that was registered, where you were registered or she was registered? Or?
Well, I believe I was registered at every address, because here's the thing, Francesca. When, so the council used to be called the Factors in Glasgow. So sometimes the Factors would come and check your circumstances. So if you say, I've got three kids, they'll come to your house. So there was occasions I was pushed through the hedge with the social worker scene, and I was taken into my birth mother's house until the Factor finished their visit, or social work finished their visit, and then I was passed back through the hedge.
Okay. So they were hiding you?
Yeah.
What did you call them, the Factors?
The Factors was the Glaswegian name that we would call the council. that the council wasn't a word that was invented back then, so we would have known it as the factors, FACTORS, factors. If you think all the rent strikes in Glasgow, all the factors are coming, look, the spurs. Oh, seriously, no, see if you look at the rent strikes in Glasgow, the Scottish woman, they knock the fucking stairs down, so they can come up the stairs and they're passing winds in the shop up and down the in plastic with baskets. They knocked all the stairs out, they got a hold of some mallets and knocked all the fucking stairs.
So during those visits, you were pushed through the hedges to hide. So you passed through the hedges to like hide you.
Yeah.
They didn't. Okay. Okay. So got that. So I've got three addresses down now, and then the next one. So do you know your parents' names? So your birth parents.
Right. My birth father's name is John.
John, yeah.
Andreas, A-N-D-R-E-A-S.
Yeah.
Stensland.
Yeah.
And my birth mother's name is Barbara.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Barbara Taylor.
Yeah, and she then changed it to Stensland when she married my dad. Oh, no, she had a middle name, Louise. Barbara Louise Taylor, sorry. Do you need their date of birth?
Yes, possible. That'd be great. Thank you.
So Barbara was born the 9th of January, 1951.
Yeah.
And John was born the 23rd of April, 1978. Now, in the file,
1958, you said, sorry.
1943.
Oh,
1943,
your dad.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because you said that your mum was 18 and he was 25. Yeah,
so he's born in 43 and she's born in 51.
Yeah.
So what is that, 7-8 years? 7-8 years
different?
Yeah. Yeah. So when they married, in the October of 1969, so my brother, when he was born in April 1970, wasn't a bastard.
Strategic.
Yes. That old fashioned shotgun wedding.
Okay. And next question. So, are you registered to a GP currently as well?
Yes.
Are we able to grab the name of that if possible?
Yeah. So, I only speak to one doctor here, so I'll give you her name. Dr. Juliet. Lyne.
Lyne. And where is she? Where is she registered?
My doctor's practice is called Cleobury. So it's CLEOBURY, Cleobury, new word, Mortimer.
Mortimer, yeah.
Surgery,
perfect. Thank you. And is that, what area was that again, sorry?
It was under Shropshire.
Okay, next question. So, regarding this now, so if anything was to happen to you while we're investigating or if you're successful with it, did you want to add a beneficiary?
Well, I am married, so yeah, my wife.
Yeah. What was her name?
Her name is Claire, without an I.
Yeah.
Stensland.
And what's her date of birth?
Her date of birth is the 14th of the 4th, 1969.
And do you live at the same address?
Yes, we do, darling, yes.
And would I be able to take a contact number or an email or anything like that?
For me or for her? Oh, for her?
Yeah, her contact number.
Let me just see if there's the contact details for you.
Sorry, it's crackly again.
Sorry. 079
Yeah.
10
Yeah.
371
Yeah.
045.
045. Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay. So we'll just cover the purpose of the call today. So follow that now. So I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you fully, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, then we'll go through the funding and fees, and then gather initial information to assess. So we've done most of that, so it'll just be little bits at the end. Is that all okay?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for your patience, Francesca. Thank you. Okay.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme, so it provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kay in Scotland prior to 1st of December 2004. So just want to make sure you know your options before you decide whether to instruct us or not. So you can apply directly to the Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, so that they are a solicitor, they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application, and then they can receive up to £2,000 from the government helping you, whether you're successful or not with the application. So we're INS Law, so we don't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So you'd be choosing private legal representations under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for helping you. So just to confirm that you've not had any communications or instructed any of the solicitors in relation to the redress scheme.
No, I haven't. No, I had a text message this morning from somebody, and I told him I'm speaking to you, and he said I'll update the records. His name is Matthew or something.
Yeah, so that'll just be probably another law firm, so that's okay. So our agreements, we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And then if you withdraw your application, you pay nothing also. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, so our fees, so it consists of basic charge based like on time spent and then a success fee. So the total is always capped. It's no more than 16% plus the VAT of the payment. So you never pay more than that. And that's only taken from the redress payment. So only if you're successful.
Right.
Is that all okay so far?
So if I don't win, nada, I owe you nothing. And if I do win, you take 16% of the payment plus your standard fees.
Yeah. So the VAT. So 16% plus VAT, and that's included in our fees and the percentage. So that is capped at that. So it's about 20%, and it's fully capped at that.
Right. So say the redress scheme says, okay, there's £20,000, right?
Yeah.
What would 16% of that be for you to take for me to be left with?
So for 20,000, we would have four, I think. Yeah.
£4,000.
Yeah, so 20%, and it's capped at 20%. So it can be less, but it'll never go over.
So it's capped at 20%.
Yeah.
So it's like you're taking the VAT off it then, really. That's your price, eh?
What was that, sorry?
It's like the VAT in it then, 20%. It's the highest.
Yeah, so it's 16%. It's capped at 16%, but then the VAT on top.
Right, okay.
So I'll send you over the contract following this phone call, so you can have a deep look through everything. And obviously it's your choice, you don't have to, but just so you can have a read through everything and then decide if you want to instruct with us or not. So we can't guarantee that it'll be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis, but it's what we can do is try our best. We do everything for you, and we will try and get what you rightfully deserve and the acknowledgement and the apology that you deserve as well. So if you stick with us, so we help, so we discuss your eligibility for the scheme.
Yeah.
We gather and review all the evidence for you. We prepare and submit your application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, so you don't have to speak to anyone or have any meetings or anything like that with them. And then we can help you, then we can advise on any offers made, and then explain the statutory waiver if an offer is made, and then assistance with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme if you're unhappy with the outcome or anything like that. You can request to get it reviewed or reconsidered, and we can help with all of that as well. So,
out of curiosity, Francesca, don't lie to me now.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me. How successful have you been in terms of getting, you bloom and grow, don't you? You learn, don't you, as companies when you start these? It's been a couple of years now, so my question to you, is it at least a 50-50 chance? Or?
So if your application gets accepted from Redress, the outcome, it's about 98% of an award. So if you're accepted, so from this application, I'll submit this, you'll have the brief statements and then all of your details, everything like that. And then when they accept it, then my colleague, so is another female in the other department,
right,
and they sometimes have to take further witness statements.
Right.
So it's basically what we spoke about today, but just in more depth. So then we can give the Redress scheme a full understanding of everything.
Right.
I've put on your file that you want female communication.
Yes,
so I've passed that on to my colleague, the female on the other side of it. And then when that's sent off, then they come back then with the award. But it's very, very likely you'll get something.
Okay, then. I feel... This is my argument when I took my case up before Lord Marnock at the High Court in session, that it just doesn't alleviate Francesca. But he looked at me, then looked at the blonde representing the other side, and he says, I looked okay, then look at you. You look fine to me. Case dismissed. And that misogyny, I don't need to spell it out to you, Francesca. You know what it's like with a woman. If a woman gets a promotion, she's clearly got to have sucked somebody off. If a man gets a promotion, it's like, oh, well done, you've worked really hard. The vice president's wife on a Saturday after tennis practice, no one will go there. Just to bath. When women are on the phone as well, they don't breathe the same way as men. There's a difference to how women and men talk on the phone. It's really weird. And of course, my triggers are sensory. Can I just say, Francesca, from what you've said, I feel I can trust you enough to pass this over, and so far as, let me send you a copy of that letter of complaint and send it to social services, because what that'll do will give you a full in and out, including all the way to the Information Commissioner.
I appreciate that. I'm glad that you feel some trust in me. I just feel,
you know what? Your jock and ease is no bad. I must admit, your jock and ease is pretty spot on, chick. Pretty spot on. So, the copies of anything else, I think, as I say, I've got that decision with Lord Marnock, so I'll have a look and dig that out. And in terms of social work files, I do have two, one side of a request and one at the other, and they've been differently redacted. I mean, they've actually redacted a full A4 and a half, and they came back and told me that was somebody's name. I went, whose fucking name is that wrong? I mean, what the fuck?
I've
got both of these sets of files, so would you want them as well, or would that be an afterthought? Just now, get that copy of that letter, get you the copy of that decision, and leave that with you, or what?
Yeah, so anything that you can get, if you feel like it would help us with your case or anything like that, if you're up for it, like, obviously, don't do anything that you feel, like, don't feel like you have to do anything. It's just if you come across anything or feel like something would help, if you send it over, that would be amazing. Yes, it's just what is up to you, honestly. So anything that can help us, and we're very, very grateful for it.
Well, no, I'm pretty much, you know, but you only need to look at my Ancestry account.
Yeah.
I had a field day there one day. Ooh, pens mightier than the sword. That's how I call it, Ancestry.com. They're all fucking paedophiles. I've named them all. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you thought it was so normal. That's all sit down and chat about it. Here, do you want to laugh before you go? My first time in Wales, Francesca. I'm looking for a joke at this company. LLAMAU. So I get into these places and I'm like, do you know where Lamu is? And they went, sorry.
Am I?
I went, Lamu. Oh, I've never heard of that. Do you know, if you go to that address, I went, definitely on Trowbridge Road. It's definitely, it's Lamu. It is Lamu. He said, that's Kamai. And I went,
Kamai.
Where the fuck's the sea? Who's all the sea? Ah, double L. So, what a funny language to learn, eh?
Yeah, the whole Welsh language just sounds like you're trying to clear your throat.
Oh, but my son enjoyed it because it was like it was compulsory Welsh language. He was actually pretty damn good at it.
Yeah.
But what I'll do is let me email address. Can I have the email address you would want me to send this to?
So it'll be case management.
Oh, Lord, case.
Yeah, so all one word, so all joined together. Case management.
Yeah.
At, and then INS.
Yeah.
LAW.
INS law, yeah.
.co.uk.
I'll get on that between now and tonight. My wife does. Because of the I finally got my mental health. They realised the pains I was having a bit everywhere. It wasn't just in my head. Imagine that.
Yeah.
But no, if you leave that with me now, sweetheart, let me send you over the best that I can of what I've got.
Yeah.
Because if I can do it that way, then what I can do is just take photographs of it and send it as an attachment that way.
Yeah,
you get anything. Excellent. Nice one. All right. Anything
so,
else for me?
Just two more things I'll just cover quickly. So
yeah.
I just want to talk about your right to cancel. So if you decide to stick with us then, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement, and you can cancel for any reason without charge. So we can also start the work immediately while the cancellation rights still remain. So you're happy for me to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So regarding... so. Usually to be take short statements around like so each care setting you were based in. Obviously with your situation it wasn't necessarily just the one or the two, it's kind of a whole picture.
Yeah.
So I've written most like everything we spoke about today, but is there anything that you wanted to add in?
Well, I don't want it, but I know it's just a silly little thing, but on the file and archives we've got date of birth is the 28th of March, not the 26th of March.
On your files?
On the file and not the ones I've got now, but in the files from 1976, they've got my date of birth recorded. There's the 28th of March, not the 26th of March.
Okay, I'll pop that on. So if we request anything, we can add in that it might be that date.
Either. Who did I get that fucking email off? And who was it that gave me the email? It was the librarian that was dealing with it. Do you want me to send you the reference number for said file at archives?
Yeah.
But used to, because that's the 1976 file. So the minute you put a hold to get a hold of that, there is going to be some senior having a swatch.
Yeah.
Somewhere. So I don't know, would that be helpful for me to give you that reference number?
Yeah, we can always give it a go and then see if we can get anything more than you've been able to.
I'll go to the police. She went, the police can't do anything, they can only look at them and take notes. I went, but it's my information. She went, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So,
It's locked in, isn't it?
yeah.
Okay, so what I'll do now. So I've got short statement. So is there anything? So just take a short statement of anything that happened to you while you were with the foster parents or while you were in any of the children homes that obviously understand the memory is all probably difficult to
It's
piece together.
memory-wise, yeah, I've just got a recall of my building and then just abuse, just pain and pain and pain. From age of 3, I don't remember anything in life, Francesca, apart from, by the age of 3, my birth grandfather left me, my step-grandfather left me. My stepfather was molested me when he was an adult. But do you remember the feeling when they find the words?
So regards to this statement, so just do a brief overcap just to make sure that I've got in. So you were taken from your birth mother because they said that you were too much to handle, but they left your brother there.
Yeah.
And then you were passed over to the care of the neighbor's brother and his
Sister,
partner.
I was past 30. The sister Sadie Dunn,
So
who
the
then
neighbor
passed
was
me to,
Sadie.
yeah, and she passed me to Jim and Eileen.
Yeah, so that's Sadie's brother.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then regarding your time when you were in there, do you recall anything like how they treated you or
Who the social workers or the
the carers?
carers? Just abuse. I was starved, beaten. I had chicken pox, and that's when he, my stepfather, my first memory of him molesting me, fingering me,
Yeah.
tied to the bed so I didn't scratch my spots. He would use dogs on me and then drown the dogs on front of me.
Dogs.
Dogs. Yeah, he would use dogs to perform oral sex on me while he masturbated.
And then did you say he drowned though?
He would drown at the front of me, yeah.
And was that in the home of the carers?
Yeah.
Okay. So regarding this now is what I'll do is I'll write up a statement for on your behalf with everything we've spoken about. And then regarding submitting your application to redress, there's two types that we can pursue. So there's one which is the fixed payment of £10,000, and this is a fixed amount regardless of the abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed one, which is up to £100,000. So it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level, so the statement and everything. Obviously, based on previous awards made and stuff, I'd pursue the individually assessed payment. Is that something you're okay with?
Yeah, do I go for the
Yeah,
higher one, please? I think it warrants it,
definitely. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme, so we do everything for you. We'll require a witness statement from you
yeah.
in the future. So when we submit this off to redress and then we get application number and everything like that, the acknowledgement back from them, then we'll be in contact then to get the witness statement off you. So like I said, I've written on there so that for it to be with Leah, the female.
Yeah.
So her name is Leah.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone else in contact with you and it's not me, it should be her, okay?
Thank
And
you.
if at any point, if you call and someone answers, who's not female, just ask straight away for Francesca. Or if you send an email or a message beforehand, or I can call you, okay? So we'll work around you and what
Okay,
you need,
thank you.
okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'll get this all written up for you, and then when I've done all that, so I'll send over the contracts. So it'll have the client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, letter of authority, and then the statement and all your details as well. And then after that, then, so we require a proof of address and a proof of identity. So it'll be like an ID, driving license, or a passport, and then just a letter. So it needs to be dated within the last 3 months, the proof of address, and just your name and full address on. And then I can add those to your file then.
Yeah, I'm just getting it last 3 months. Okay, then. Yeah, no problem at all.
So I'll send you an email. So just double check. So I've got an email down here, jenny.stensland@yahoo.co.uk.
Yeah, Jenny with an IE at the end.
Jenny IE, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct, Francis. Thank you.
So what I'll do is I'll get a few emails sent over to you, and then that way as well, you'll also have our details saved on the email. And if you ever need anything, you can message us or email or call us, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the slight trust you must feel. Obviously, it's very difficult, isn't it? But yeah, so no, I'll send over an email for you now.
Okay.
And then I'll be back in contact if we need anything, okay?
Thank you, Francesca. I appreciate it.
Thank you very
much. You take care.
Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.